Well, Greek newspaper editorials have criticised the harshness of the new austerity measures, and the nation's two biggest unions have called a 48-hour strike against the reforms. Yanis Varoufakis is Professor of Political Economics at the University of Athens, and he joins you now from the Greek capital. Yanis, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you for having me.
Yanis, can you just clarify for us what are the key measures in this new austerity deal?
A significant reduction in the minimum wage, which, by the way, is binding for a very large proportion of Greek workers. Massive cuts in pensions, in already very low pensions. And we have to remember that most of those pensioners are below the poverty line. And a series of other government budget cuts, which will cut very deeply into the remaining muscle tissue of the Greek economy. And I say the remaining because there isn't that much left of it.
So can you quantify that a little for us when you say massive cuts to pensions? What would how many euros would be cut from the pension? Do we know?
Well, yes. Let me give you an example. A pension of, I'll put it in Australian dollars, of something like 700 Australian dollars per month is going to be reduced to something like 500.
That's a big cut.
It's a big cut starting from a very low pension level.
The Deputy Labour Minister, Yanis Kotsoukas, says the measures will mean a big fall in the living standards of many Greeks, and certainly the pensioners, as you just described there. And then he said one that will be painful for working people. So I guess he's referring there to the cuts to the minimum wage. What sort of a cut is planned there?
The minimum wage at the moment is about 700 euros, which is like something like 800 Australian dollars. And it's envisaged that by the time that these measures are fully in place, it will have dropped by something like $300.
So possibly it's around $500 a week.
Yes, but Fran, if I may,
sure.
The way that this is being portrayed in Europe and more broadly is that this is the painful medicine that the Greeks have to take. In order to come out of the disease that has afflicted this country. Most Greeks would be prepared to take the pain and the bitter medicine if it was medicine that actually helped cure the disease, but this is worse than the disease. It's killing the patient, and it's going to make the debt rise further, just like the first bailout. And my considered opinion is that in the end, everyone in Europe is going to suffer as a result of having inflicted upon Greece a poisonous remedy, which in the end is worse than the disease.
And you, what you're saying there with this poisonous remedy is that these austerity measures, these cuts to the standard of living, will stop the economy dead? Is that what you're talking about?
The economy is comatose. It was going to push it further into a coma. And while doing that, it is going to precipitate similar comatose circumstances in countries further afield, like Portugal and increasingly Spain and Italy. So the Eurozone is at the moment inflicted not only by a structural monetary crisis and a recession, but also by a massive political failure.
Well, the that kind of talk is exactly why some of the finance ministers from European countries who are currently meeting in Brussels are doubtful that this will happen, because they don't think the Greeks will actually implement this plan. What do you think the Greek government should be doing if not making these budget cuts?
How about trying something we've never tried before? Telling the truth. The Greek state is bankrupt. It's insolvent. So call a spade a spade. Default, take the pain of default, because there is a lot of pain involved in defaulting, and start afresh. Now, what we've been doing for the last 18 months, not just Greece, but Europe as a whole, is we have been in complete and utter denial, and we have been piling up huge, gigantic, gargantuan, expensive loans on the weak shoulders of an insolvent state, on condition that state is going to reduce its national income, from which it will have to repay those loans. That, in my book, is tantamount to madness, and it is a madness from which Europe is going to emerge massively reduced and diminished, both economically and politically.
And there are plenty of analysts who have shared your view, who think that Greece should be allowed to default and rebuild. But as you say, that will bring a lot of pain too. What do the Greeks think about default?
When I started advocating this view about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was being treated with disdain. But I can tell you that today, I would say that around 80 to 90% of Greeks would agree with this view. It is clear that we have to simply face reality. And look, if it was a question of being able to borrow more money through bailout loans in order to repay our loans and start growing, yes, perhaps we should do it. It would be our moral duty to repay our loans, the loans of the Greek state. But if those loans we're taking on cannot repay the old ones, let alone the new ones, and in the meantime, the conditions that are attached, the strings that are attached to those loans, destroy whatever capacity this economy has of producing the wealth that will help repay those loans and keep this population alive, then it's utterly illogical to pursue this line.
Well, the public response to this deal has been immediate. The two major unions have called for a 48-hour strike for Friday and Saturday. And one of those union leaders says these cuts are basically going to do nothing but create misery, which is pretty much what you've told us. He says we won't accept them. There will be a social uprising. What do you think of that threat? Will there be a social uprising?
Not necessarily. We must remember, if we cast our eyes back at what was going on in 1929, 1930, 1931, during the Great Depression. The Great Depression is not only an economic phenomenon, it's also a psychological phenomenon. So when your world is collapsing all around you and you simply can't put food on the dinner table and you can't pay the electricity bill and everybody you know is in the same situation, then it's rarely the case that people actually demonstrate and protest and rebel. Usually they privatize their wounds, their pain and their suffering, and they lick their wounds within their homes. Only when the recovery comes do they find enough strength and courage to go out in the street and protest again.
Professor, do you think that the other Eurozone finance ministers are right and that the Greek government, which is, you know, things are pretty shaky there politically, will be able to deliver these cuts?
The government is perfectly capable of delivering the cuts, and it probably will. It has done this before. It's been doing it now for 18 months. The question is not whether you can deliver the cuts. The question is whether through those cuts you cure the problem. Mm. The cuts will be delivered, but the problem is going to be made worse. And, Fran, my personal despair at our European leaders stems from the fact that I truly believe but none of them think that these measures are going to work. And yet they are caught in the parameters of their own constraints, petty-minded political constraints to do with their own coalitions, with their own electoral cycle in their own countries. And it is much easier for them to pursue a path for Greece, for Ireland, for Portugal, for Spain, for Italy, eventually for the whole of the Eurozone, which deep down they know that is catastrophic for everyone. But for them, it's politically expedient in the next 2 or 3 or 6 months. And this is a tragedy for the European Union as a whole.
Professor Varoufakis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Yiannis Varoufakis is Professor of Political Economics at the University of Athens. Joining you there from Athens, it's 6:20 on Breakfast.